The pious elders of the deen present an example that if a human being plants a tree, or if there's a tree already planted, then that tree, if that person doesn't look after that tree, protect it, doesn't water it correctly, regularly, if he doesn't keep it properly and doesn't look after it in the right manner, then eventually that tree, doesn't matter how good it is, doesn't matter how many fruits it bears, doesn't matter how famous or popular it is, but because the owner did not look after that tree properly, then that tree, it will become barren, dry, it doesn't bear any fruit, there will be no benefit from that tree, nor will any benefit be given to anyone by that tree. The tree becomes useless. But if that same tree, if it's protected, if it's looked after, proper upkeep of that tree, if it's watered correctly, regularly, then that same tree will give nice, good fruits. And the human beings will benefit from that fruit. And that tree becomes popular. There's good taste from the fruits on that tree. So the pious elders of the deen have said that due to what reason? Because that person looked after the tree regularly, kept on giving it water, and so that tree bore the fruits. In the same way, the human beings' amal, deeds, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with His grace and with His mercy, He definitely gives an opportunity to the human being to perform good deeds, good amal. And sometimes he doesn't know about his deeds, how valuable his deeds are, how precious his deeds are, how close to Allah he is drawing near to Allah due to those deeds. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala definitely gives that person an opportunity, a chance. The people of Iman, Allah Ta'ala loves them very much indeed, the people of Iman. And as long as that person is positioned in this dunya, in this world, then Allah in every way or form wants to save that person of Iman from Jahannam. And rather Allah wants to take that person to the highest grade of paradise. This is Allah's karam, His fadl, His mercy, His grace that a human being doesn't realize. And He comes and sits into that deed. The example you can see today, that we were not capable, how great this majlis, this gathering is. We're not deserving of how great this night is. If we look at the fadail, the virtues of this night, we're not deserving. If we look at the hadith that Rasulullah, the Prophet of Allah, said about the greatness of this night and the month that is going and the new month that is coming. Think, Dhul Hijjah, Dhul Qadah is going, Dhul Hijjah is coming. And this is the last night of Jummah in Dhul Qadah, subhanAllah. And then such a deed, there are hadith upon hadith about this amal. So many hadith regards this deed. In other words, dhikrullah, the remembrance of Allah. One virtue of dhikr, you hear, you read. This is such a great deed, how did it come into our destiny? And especially today, if it's come first time, as I said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He pulls and brings and draws that person and takes that person towards that deed, that action. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He assists the human being up to that point. So look how great a deed it is. What has been stated, has Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu has stated, you've heard this hadith various times and you enjoy it. And after that you get the deed, that after hearing the praise of that deed in the hadith, and you get that deed physically, then for the people of yaqeen it becomes Jannah, paradise. That such a deed Allah Ta'ala has given to us, bestowed to us, we couldn't even think about it. We were lazy, bone idle. We didn't even imagine we get such a great deed. Just like we gathered, assemble. After that, what has Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stated about this? As Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, he narrates, and this hadith we read, it's written in the kitabs, that when a gathering of people, when people assemble for the sake of Allah's dhikr, say subhanallah, subhanallah, we're sat here like us, people like us, yes, that people, we're just wasters. Yeah, that Allah Ta'ala has kept these deeds for good people, great people. So when a person arrives to such a gathering and Allah Ta'ala takes that person to his gathering of dhikr, then Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala immediately allows four rewards to descend on those people. This is hadith, haq, truth. The person who doesn't believe in this cannot be a Muslim. Four rewards immediately descend upon those who assemble in the gathering. And we cannot imagine those rewards accepted. First reward, Allah Ta'ala says, that gathering, from all four sides, my special select angels surround that gathering. In other words, what does it mean? That they surround, that the whole dunya, the angels, they make them separate from the rest of humanity. They're separate makhluk. Yes, and the angels, they are unique makhluk, and their wings spread and they climb upon each other to the heavens. Look how beloved is this action of dhikrullah to Allah, that the angels surround the gathering. We don't know, if we get a detached house, oh, don't ask. Or if he gets a nice car, oh, praise him all the time. But if Allah is praising a person, Allah's Nabi Sallam is praising this action, such an amal for a human being to attain such this amal, that from all four sides the angels surround dhikrullah, which is specially being mentioned. Dhikr has been mentioned. In the hadith, dhikr, the word has been mentioned. Every action in its own position is deserved of reward, like salah, we have namaz, and hajj is hajj, zakat is zakat, and they are fadail and virtues. But this hadith is specific, unique to dhikr. Yes, you cannot join this or combine this with other hadith or other amal, or this is dhikr, these are dhikr. It's not also dhikrullah, specific, khalis, pure, Allah's name, hamd, thana, that is dhikrullah. This is the definition of the gathering. You could say everything's dhikr, 4 minutes sitting, they're talking about Allah, that's dhikr as well, we say. Yes, any other amal you're doing, good deed, pious deed, that's dhikr, we could say. But this point is about fadail, virtues of dhikr, the gathering of dhikr, specific, khalis, pure, where you sit and do no other action except physically you're doing what? Dhikr. So this is not even now a dhikr majlis. If I speak and get up, then this was a gathering of speech. There's also fadail for this. They have it. It has this unique fadail for speaking, discussing. There are specific fadail, speaking, you mention hadith, there are fadail. If you recite Quran, if I finish the recitation and go, there are specific fadail for that. It's not empty of fadail. But when you do the amal, which the fadail is being mentioned, then the hadith, we come towards the hadith. Say subhanallah. Subhanallah. So at the moment, this majlis has not achieved the title of the dhikr majlis until we don't do dhikr. Do you understand? So every gathering, you can say it's the gathering of dhikr, but at that time it becomes the majlis of dhikr when you do that specific amal. So for example, if I say there's darsul hadith, now if I don't mention hadith and I do dhikr, then that's not darsul hadith, is it? If I say tafsir Quran and I don't do tafsir of Quran, and after that I do some other action, even if it's a good action, but it doesn't make it tafsir al-Quran. It will become at that time when you do the tafsir. So when you announce dhikrullah, then it will be a dhikr majlis when dhikr is performed. And this hadith is specific for that action of dhikr. Wherever dhikr is performed, it stated the first reward of that gathering is this, for the dhakireen, those who are remembering Allah, that from all four sides, from the heavens down to the earth, the gap is filled by the angels. Not just surrounded, but filled. Tell me, if the gathering is surrounded by angels, imagine the glory of that gathering. Imagine the noor of that gathering. Is this happening with us? It's not happened yet. Because at the moment, up to now, we're just talking. But when Allah gives the tawfiq, maybe my breath will stop before dhikr. Maybe, so in the akhirah, the reward I'll get, that, oh, you spoke, the dhikr did not start, and I called you back to myself. Say subhanallah. So when I start doing dhikr, when we start doing dhikr, then the gathering, it turns into a dhikr gathering. So at the moment we're doing a warm up. It's a starter. At the moment we're warming up. Start. You know when you eat, you get a starter. So this is the starter, that when you do dhikr, hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel, then your hairs will stand on end. From your eyes the tears will flow. Though we've arrived to that majlis about which Allah Ta'ala announced. Oh, the person with the eyesight, can we see the reality? When we see the reality, what are we seeing? That in the eyes and the heart, if the love of the world is overtaken, what do they know? What is the love of dhikr? Mulana Rumi said, Ramdalay, that when I recite the name of Allah, then my body, every atom, particle, it melts. They were the people who did the dhikr. May Allah give us also the tawfiq to do dhikr in this way. So the second reward stated about dhikr of Allah, so first reward, that the angels, they surround that gathering. And secondly, Allah's rahmah, it surrounds that gathering. So what about the hal of those people? Can difficulty come to them? Can difficulty come to them? Can distress come to them? Tell me, can anyone do dhulam to them? Can any issue occur with them? No. So despite all of this, if you arrive to a gathering and you have issues, you're sick or there's problems, then shaitan attacks that person. So immediately give an answer to shaitan at that time. Give an answer immediately. That Allah Ta'ala has given me that this was in my destiny, but compensating for that, Allah Ta'ala will give me the compensation due to dhikr. So this becomes the treasure for me in the akhirah. This becomes a great reward for me. That despite the difficulties I'm doing this action, I don't care about the issues. I have yaqeen in what Allah Ta'ala has given to me, and I'm doing the actions that Allah has advised. The third reward, Allah Ta'ala says that when my rahmah, it envelops the gathering, then I allow sakina, contentment, peace to come to those people. This is a special reward, a special effect that Allah Ta'ala gives. That Allah Ta'ala says, when something is very specific, unique, Allah Ta'ala's reward, sakina. May Allah Ta'ala also give us that sakina, contentment, and that Allah Ta'ala sends that down onto the heart. And the fourth reward is very unique. Allah says, oh people of dhikr, you haven't even departed yet. And Allah Ta'ala, He, amongst His special malaika angels, Allah starts to remember those people, that this servant of mine, with the name, Allah says, he was in my dhikr gathering. In other words, us sinful people, within seconds, Allah Ta'ala has delivered us to the gathering. Our destiny is opened up. And after that, Allah Ta'ala has given us this amal, this action in our destiny. So, obviously, destiny, kismet. Yes, that further, I'd like to say something, that if that person does this action, then the reward Allah Ta'ala gives to the people, the dhakirin, then Allah Ta'ala, ongoing you get the reward, that morning and evening do this gathering, regularly, daily, this, when you do this halaqah in the morning, you'll get the same reward in the morning. For this reason, the khanqahs, which is the headquarters of the walis of Allah, you will see that Allah Ta'ala's rahmah continuously descends. One dhikr gathering you're free from, morning and evening, the next one starts. Always the dhikr of Allah is people occupied in the khanqahs. You will know the khanqahs that with Allah's fadl and karam, that we people, foolish people, Allah Ta'ala gave us the khanqahs, whether we appreciate it or not. Those, you see in Manchester, always dhikr of Allah would take place in the khanqah. What was the hal there? Always, alhamdulillah. Wherever the khanqah is there, what will be there? Dhikrullah will be present there. Why? Because the khanqah, when it's established, the dhikr, it is the reward of dhikr for the khanqah to be established. So, such a great reward. But, remember this point. That it's about the tree. Allah has given us this amal, this action, okay, we're free and we go. Allah says, no, this is not the case. You've just done the action and you go. Allah says, there's a condition that every action, I give the example of the tree, the pious elders give the example of the tree. Every amal, if you protect it, Allah Ta'ala sent us here and a new person comes to dhikr and he hears the virtue of dhikr. So when Allah gives you such an amal, then immediately make niyah of one thing. That Allah Ta'ala, such an azeem amal you've given to me, that's it, give me the tawfiq now, give me the courage, determination that I can establish this deed in my life. That's when the fruits will grow onto the tree that you will be given by Allah in Jannah. So every amal, it will transform into the reward. That if Allah gives you the ability to do good deed. So if immediately you make a niyah, intention that Allah, just like you've given it to me today, I will drive myself and work hard and try to do it regularly. Allah, you've brought me here today, and after today I will keep trying. That Allah, the taste of this has come, enjoyment, I will keep. What do? We just leave it. We wipe our hands. Oh, I'm free now. That's it. I've come and then I leave it. Allah Ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran, look, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. So Allah Ta'ala mentions the amal now. That those people, who the pious elders have said here, that those people who are the select people, those people that Allah has given the tawfiq to, the ability of what? That they accept. قَالَ رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ. Yes, that Allah is ours. Everything we do will be in obedience to Allah. My Hazrat, here on this point, said a beautiful statement. The Walis Wala said ajeeb, beautiful statement. He said that inna ladina qalu rabbuna Allah. That this means not just one meaning in this, the insan's aqeedah and amal are both present in this verse. Yes? You know, Allah says rabbuna Allah, that I have bestowed, I've handed myself over to Allah. Here we have the aqeedah and we have amal both there. So he stated the whole deen comes into this. The whole deen comes into this. What comes? The insan's aqeedah, his belief, and his amal comes into this. That both things Allah Ta'ala has given to me at this moment in time. In other words, Allah has given us dhikr at this moment in time. Allah has given me aqeedah as well of a person of iman. Total, complete, and first class aqeedah Allah has given to me. There's no doubt in this, in our aqeedah, alhamdulillah. So both things Allah has bestowed to us. Then Allah says that Allah Ta'ala has planted the tree. So to get the fruits on the tree, the second action is إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. Subhanallah. That on this amal, on this aqeedah, this belief, if you have istiqamat, if you're steadfast, if you're regular, if you're consistent, this is your duty, Allah says. This is your duty. Yes? So Allah Rahman, He's given us the tawfiq to do good amal. And shaitan, what does he do? He tries to take you distant away from the amal. And to generate laziness. And to generate neglect. And ignorance. Oh, there's no benefit. Oh, leave this, shaitan. What's the point of doing this? Oh, I've done this so many times. There's no benefit. So shaitan, he wants to break that amal of yours. Allah's given you tawfiq to do good action. Any good deed. Any good deed. Not just dhikr. Any good deed Allah Ta'ala gives you the tawfiq to do. So two things will start to clash. Allah has given you the amal, just like today a new person has come and Allah has given him the amal and he sits down and he takes part in the good deed. So on this amal, Allah Ta'ala says, ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. That if you now adopt regularity in this action, then your tree will grow tall and nice. And immediately Allah Ta'ala, due to istiqama, due to be regular, consistent, steadfast. Now Allah Ta'ala mentions the reward of being steadfast. Not that you've been given action, you do it for a few days. What do? We come, dhikr, sometimes you come, sometimes come in the morning, sometimes leave it, sometimes don't come. Then this is like that tree, like I gave you the example in the beginning, it becomes like a wild tree, a barren tree, a dry tree, a rotten tree. No, that you didn't look after it, you didn't water it, you didn't look after it properly. Every amal will give you benefit at that time when you adopt regularity in that deed. Steadfastness. The Quran is saying this. Allah's Kalam is saying this. Aqeedah, belief and amal, both things together in parallel. Yes, you have to have istiqamat, steadfast. ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. Whoever has adopted regularity after doing an action, if he's consistent and regular, Allah has given us dhikr. How many people are lazy with regards to dhikr? They don't come. Somebody comes, sometimes he doesn't come. Somebody starts sitting, they start coming. When they leave, then they leave totally. Yes, no excuse, no issue. Allah has given you health, everything. No, oh, sleepiness, this and that. This is not an excuse. Okay, maybe sleep will once in a while overtake you, or you're late, or something's happened that forced you, that you couldn't come, you couldn't help it. But in this, the pious elders have said that if, for example, you come sometimes, even that could be istiqamah, if it's regular, that sometimes in between, you're not an angel, maybe your eyes didn't open, or you were forced by an issue, or some issue forced you not to come, but your niyyah was there, you wanted to do it, and your istiqamah is there, and you're trying to travel on the path, but some excuse comes, or laziness, or the eyes didn't open, or something like that, then it's stated that do not fear, because your niyyah is correct, and you're doing the right action, then even this will be included amongst istiqamah. For example, I make intention today. Okay, I'll make niyyah today. Every Thursday night I will come. On the night of Jummah. One niyyah. You make this niyyah. I've come today. And it's hard for me to do every day. Okay, Thursday night, the night of Jummah. This fazilat. That I'll get this much reward on the night of Jummah. I'll definitely come. You make the niyyah. Subhanallah. So if you go on that path of istiqamah, when the next night of Jummah comes, the Thursday night, then make preparation for that night. I definitely have to go on the Thursday night. It's hard for me in the day. Other days. This becomes your istiqamah. In case it occurs that you have to do some work or you're forced to go somewhere else, you can't come, then even that will be included in the istiqamat. Steadfastness. Allah is kareem. Merciful. So when istiqamat comes, then the Quran next, it says a beautiful, unique point. Whoever adopts istiqamat, Allah says, I'll tell you the reward. Tanazzalul. Tanazzalul alayhi wal malaikatu. First reward, Allah says, that whoever brings steadfastness on an amal, on an action, he's regular, تَتَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةَ. Allah says that the angels will come to that person. Angels will descend and come down. At what time? At that time, which is the most severe time, hard time, imagine. Yes, the Mufassireen have written, what time will the angels come? When? With the reward that you were regular on this action, that you were steadfast. Come, we'll give you the fruits. What's the fruits? That at that time, when we are in desperate need, Allahu Akbar, khawf and distress and difficulties will overtake us. And nothing can compete with that. What time is that? The time of death. The time of death, which is the hardest time, difficult time, that will come. The second most difficult time is when the person is lowered into the grave. Is there more severe time than that? The third time of difficulty, when a person will be taken out of the grave on the day of Hashr, resurrection. These three moments The person who had istiqamat was regular on a deed. Allah says at that time of difficulty, the angels will start to descend and come to the human being. The time of death, going into the grave, and when you're coming out of the grave, those three times and on the day of judgment, the angels will come and do what? What action will they do? That Allah says, Allah khawfu wa la tahzanu. The angels will say that they will give him encouragement. Encouragement, they will come in a nice nurani appearance. I'm about to depart from this world, I'm afraid. They'll say, why are you afraid? That, don't worry, no issues, what are you worried about? Look, we the angels have come to you. Allahu Akbar. Yes, they're saying, don't have an issue. They encourage that person. They give him good hopes. Don't be upset, don't be down. There's nothing to be scared about, nothing to be worried about. That you are going with greatness, that we the angels are with you. We have come to welcome you and take you. Yes, وَلَا تَخَافُ وَلَا تَحْزَنُ. There is no need for you to grieve or fear. What a severe time, the time of death. When you load into the grave, look at the hal of the grave, what will be the treatment. And even there the angels will come. Even there they will give encouragement. What are you worried about? Don't be scared. Now tell me, if a sick person, if you go to a sick person and encourage that person, he's given, you give him happiness and peace, feels at ease, you put him at ease. If a person's stuck in a problem and you go and encourage that person, help him, then his heart opens up. Oh, there's someone who's come to assist me, help me. So at that time when there's nobody to help, that time the angels will come and give us encouragement. They'll explain to us and put us at ease, and they'll present themselves to us with love. Imagine the reward Allah has given at that time. Who will attain this? Those who Allah gave the tawfiq to do dhikr, who had istiqamat, who are steadfast. Remember this. Allah, if He gives a good deed to someone and he adopts the regularity, he doesn't leave it without any good excuse, that he makes the tree proper and the fruit then comes out of that tree. Allah takhafu wa la tahzan. Subhanallah. Wa abshiru fil jannah. And then good news of Jannah will be given to him. You are afraid, oh foolish person, you're not going to hellfire. Look, Allah Ta'ala has prepared paradise for you. Paradise for you. So should we leave, my friends, on small excuses? We disappear. Nowadays in Fajr, look, there's less people coming. How sad that Allah has given us the tawfiq to do such a great deed after coming. I've told you the rewards, you get such a reward that Allah Ta'ala is mentioning istiqamat here. Condition. Make niyah that may Allah Ta'ala never take us away. Allah has given such a great reward in the morning, our morning, subhanAllah. Another hadith, remember. As Abdullah bin, the one Sahabi, radiallahu anhu, is a hadith that he narrates here. He said that in the morning, human being, qawlun falun, this is practical, verbal and physical, practical. Yes, this is a dua that verbally and practically, this dua, that dua goes along with two things in parallel. Dua isn't just verbally asking for dua. In that, in reality, there's a message that you have to practice on this dua. It's not just a verbal dua. So when a human being in the morning and in the evening, verbally and practically, he does this, that Allah Ta'ala, you've given me the morning, and in the morning time that you've given, look, you're sat in the masjid and you're doing the dhikr of Allah after Fajr, and then the sun is rising, it's Ishraq time, you raise your hands and do this dua to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Great dua, that Allah, you have selected me and all the creation and the rewards that you are sending down at this moment in time, such rewards you're distributing to all of us, and only that this reward has come from you solely because you are wahid, la sharik, no partner, all hamd and praises for you, and we are grateful to you alone, and only gratefulness can be towards you, Allah. Allahu Akbar. What great statements. So as soon as a person says these statements verbally and practically, one is practically, so verbally in the form of dhikr, wahdahu la sharik, you're reciting via the kalima, wahid, Allah is one, la sharik, no partner, you are praising Allah, doing hamd of Allah with great kalimas, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, la ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min adh-dhalimin, subhanallahi walhamdulillahi wa la ilaha illa Allah wallahu akbar, la ilaha illa Allah wahdahu la sharika lahu, lahul mulku wa lahul hamdu wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir, subhanallah. And the sun is rising on one side and the jamaah is sitting down and doing this dhikr ongoing, subhanallah. So will this go without benefit? Allah's Nabi said that whoever does dhikr in this manner in the morning, starts his day in the morning like this, in comparison to that, people are sleeping, oh, I've got work to do, etc. No, this time in the morning is only for dhikrullah. This is the action that Allah's ordered to do, instructed after you're free from salah, turn to me, remember me, praise me, glorify me, be occupied in that same place where you prayed salah, do my hamd and dhikr, say subhanallah. Subhanallah. How much time we waste. And think in our life, how many times have we done this action? Rather, despite the fact that in this country, on this earth, in this masjid, Allah Ta'ala has established this action. Subhanallah. The morning, person comes and Allah's Nabi said, what is the reward if you do dhikr in the morning? The reward is so great to do dhikr in the morning, that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, to that person who is doing this action of dhikr, he sits down and recites these kalimat, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, the whole day of rewards Allah bestows to that person. All the ni'mas Allah gives, treasures, and that person, due to his dhikr, he is being grateful for Allah Ta'ala's rewards of that day. Subhanallah, lazidannakum. Allah says, when you do my la in shakartum wa lazidannakum. Allah says, when you do my shukr, then I increase and multiply. And in the evening, when you do these kalamat, in the form of dhikr, in the majlis of dhikr, two times Allah likes so much. In the morning, when the day starts, when the sun rises, and in the evening, when the sun sets. These two times are very unique. And in these two times, the person who sits, the jama'ah, that sits to remember Allah, if a human being does dhikr of Allah, then Allah Ta'ala gives reward to that person, that the reward I am about to give to you in the night, that the ni'mas I'm about to give you in the night, and to the whole of the makhluk, me, your Rabb says, that I've accepted your deed. Subhanallah, dhikr of Allah, my friends. So how will it become? ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُ. Regular, steadfast, consistent. Then today in the world you'll get these rewards, and in the akhirah what will you get? That the angels will descend to you at the time of death, when you go lowered into the grave, when you're being brought out of the grave. People will be in a very difficult, severe situation, dangerous time, resurrection. In some hadith is stated, some people will wake up from the graves like jannata with them, their hair disheveled and bad, desperate state they'll be when they get from their graves, wild like animals. But the dhakireen, how will they get up from the graves? Their faces will be shining like the moon on the 14th night. On which condition? Precondition after hearing these fadail, if we do not establish steadfastness, ثُمَّ اسْتَقَمُ. Allah says, but it's important that you are adopting regularity in this action. Yeah, I will give you the good, glad news, good tidings of Jannah, such a great reward Allah gives. So what we need to do, my brothers, is that when Allah gives us the tawfiq to do an action, Allah gives us the opportunity, don't just put it in your pocket and bank it for later. Remember, even piety comes through istiqamah. Wilayat comes through istiqamah, not through actions. We think, walis of Allah, they do lot of ibadah, keep a lot of fast, they pray a lot of salah. No, they weren't walis of Allah due to ibadah. Wilayat, mahbubiyat, closest to Allah, you are traveling on this path. If you want to attain that destination, you won't get it through these worship actions. ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُ will give you wilayat, says the Quran. Istiqamat, steadfast. If you have istiqamat on this amal, Allah says, I give you wilayat, my friendship. Subhanallah, Allah says. Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi, rahmatul alayhi, great wali Allah. Sayyidu Taifa, his example I'm sharing with you. Sayyidu Taifa, great maqam, great status amongst the awliya Allah. Hazrat Junaid al Baghdadi. In his khanka, just like we have khanka, people used to come and sit down, they used to strive, make effort. In our khankas, isn't it, mashallah, the strive and make effort. So in the same way, a person came, a poor soul, a friend of Allah, he came to make effort, and he came to Hazrat, and he sat down 1 year, 2 years. In the khankas, this is how long is the mujahidah. Not 1 year, 1 week, 2 weeks. If you're sat to ask those people, there are people here, who they came to me at a young age, mashallah, now their beards are white. 50 years have passed, they sat in the khanka for that long. See, the old days, you'll just see, in our khankas, they'll be all sat there in the same way now. They've got the tasbihs and they're remembering Allah. Someone 50 years has been there, somebody's been there for 40 years, somebody's been there 30 years. There's not about who knows who. Yes, I'm not even aware, but even if you go there and see now, you pick the phone up and go to the khanka, all they'll be sat there listening to our majlis, alhamdulillah. Yes, ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُ. Such a great action. Why? It was the name of Allah. They've established the gathering, so the khanka can have run. Doesn't matter how many the opposition make effort and they try to end it, but the khanka will always continue because Allah's name has come. And who can wipe away the name of Allah? Today, yes, I can't go there physically. Allah has taken me to you, sent me to you, but the khankas are there and the voice is there and the majlis is there. They're doing dhikr. So in the same way, Fakir came to Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi Ramtaiz Khanka, just like that these habits are from the day one in the Khanqah. So 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, don't know how much time, how many years you said to ask those people, how many years have you been here? Yes, in the Khanqah, speak to a brother. You'll say, it's been 40 years. Oh, you'll be shocked. 50 years in the Manchester Khanqah you've been sitting. You say, yes, I've been sitting there 50 years, you'll say. Go and ask those people. But it looks like to them, it feels like they've just arrived today. Why? Because the taste of dhikr is such, the pull, the attraction. How can a person leave the dhikr of Allah? May Allah Ta'ala also give us muhabbat and love like this. That this is happening in your home, 4 feet away from your home. Even then you do tungis and you bunk off. Do you make niyyah for coming? How bad it is that you don't come, we don't come. So, he sat down in the Khanqah. 20 years passed. After 20 years, Hazrat, I'm leaving. He said, first, you're going very soon, very quickly you're leaving, subhanAllah. Because 20 years is nothing in this path. He said, very quickly you're leaving. After 20 years, what's the matter? Why are you returning? Why are you leaving? He said, that everyone has niyyah, intention for us. You know, piety, wilayat, how do we define it? We say, oh, miracles. I want to see his miracles to prove he's a waliyullah. What does he show? How many sons will he do dua for me? I'll have. I mean, when he raises his hands and does dua, it's accepted straight away. This is my standard criteria for finding a waliyullah. For us, this is the standard of wilayat. Rather, this is no connection with wilayat. Yes, a Nabi's hand, that for example, that this is a mu'jiza, that when a Nabi raised his hand and did dua, that was a mu'jiza. And a wali Allah, if he does the same and does dua and is accepted, it's karamat. And they're both haq, there's no doubt. But it doesn't mean if he doesn't have a miracle that he's not wali Allah, he's not a sheikh. There's no link with karamat. Karamat has no connection with wilayat. Totally has no connection. All life long, if a wali Allah does not demonstrate a karamat, then it doesn't matter, he's still a wali of Allah. So there's a hikmah of Allah. Sometimes Allah shows, sometimes doesn't show. Allah Ta'ala, there's the hikmah behind this. So he said, after 20 years, that I have not seen a miracle in your company. Never have you floated in the air. You have not seen any miracle from you. And I heard your name, Junaid is this, Junaid is that. He's a wali Allah. He does this. I came, I saw, raise the hands, and this will happen if you raise your hands, and this dua of mine will be accepted. This is what I had my knee and I thought before I came, I've seen nothing. So then he asked a question, subhanAllah. He said, you didn't see these points you've raised, but did you see any action that every morning and evening, the amal that you saw me do, that did you see any time during the day that I did not adopt regularity in the sunnah actions? He said, no, until today, no action of yours did I see devoid of the sunnah. You practice everything properly according to the sunnah with istiqamah. I never saw any laziness in that. He said, this is my greatest karamat, he said. The greatest miracle. And this is how Junaid became Junaid, a foolish person. If I didn't have this, then Junaid could never have become what he is. It's not through ibadah that I became what I am. No, ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. I grabbed hold of steadfastness, consistency. I took istiqamat. Allah gave me these darajat and ranks. So my brothers, today, if you take hold of the dhikr of Allah, that like you have, Allah has given you His remembrance, then why do we bunk off? Why do we make gaps in our practice? I don't feel like it. I don't enjoy it. I don't want to do it. Don't worry about enjoyment and taste. Allah has announced in the Quran, you will definitely get the effect. Whether you're sick, difficulties, barriers, ups and downs, distress, whatever comes your way. For example, that you want to buy meat, and you want to go to the meat shop, and in the way the rain falls, heavy storm, and you're soaked. You've left home, and you are persevering through the rain and the wind, and the electricity is cut off, and you arrive to the shop. Will you get the meat or not? Tell me. You'll get the meat, won't you? Same way, if there's distress, difficulty, illnesses, whatever's coming, you have no concern with that. Allah says, istiqamat, adopt regularity, you will arrive to your destination. And we need the destination. That's what we need. We need the destination, alhamdulillah. Allah's promise on this point. Allah's promise. So don't worry, be worried about any incident, event, sad. When you sit in the dhikr of Allah, do one action. Be regular, steadfast. However much your shaykh has prescribed to you and told you, advise you do this much, do it in this way. Whatever you've been told to do, do it regularly, consistently. Don't look, am I enjoying or not, or benefit. The benefit is arriving. The benefit is coming. Why? Because Allah has announced, you will see the benefit at that time when you will die, when you'll be lowered into your grave, and when you'll be resurrected from your grave. At that time, see how the angels will come to you and give you the good news. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Ameen. Now we start the gathering of dhikr, alhamdulillah. Until now was a speech, this was also a great action, doing bayan, listening to bayan, there are many fadail virtues of that, but they are different fadail, different virtues. Now we are going towards dhikr, we'll concentrate on dhikr focus, now we're about to do the action. You with total focus, attention and love and muhabbat, sit in the dhikr of Allah. Even if it's 5 minutes, 3 minutes, but you'll get the total reward of this, alhamdulillah. All the four rewards, immediately the angels are about to surround you now, Allah's rahmah will envelope you and sakina will come into your hearts, and our mention will be made in the gathering of Allah. Say subhanallah, subhanallah. Whoever doesn't have yakin in this is not a Muslim. He is not a Muslim. What can we say to that person? Doesn't matter. We should be so grateful to Allah has brought us here, so we got these rewards, and make niyyah as well. Allah, make intention. Allah, I start with I've come from far or near, that Thursday night I am solid, regular. Do you make intention, brothers? The Thursday night we are regular, steadfast. Whatever happens, but Thursday night, night of Jummah, definitely going to come. I start from today. And those who are from near, around there, tell them leave their beds. And those who've learned dhikr, then they should also slap themselves. Why haven't I come? Why haven't I come? What's this mistake I'm making? I'm foolish, I'm stupid, I don't come. Definitely slap yourself once or twice, that I'm not going to do this again, that I don't arrive to dhikr. I run to the gathering, Allah's ni'mah. If Allah doesn't give this to me tomorrow, what will I do then? So we'll start dhikr now, alhamdulillah. And the start of dhikr will be what? Such a great kalama itself. Allah says, "Inna Allahu wa malaikatahu." This kalama you're starting dhikr with, Allah Ta'ala says, subhanallah, that I don't pray salah, I don't keep fast, I don't do hajj salah, but this is that deed, I also do this deed. What is that? The Allah says, "Salli." I send salli upon my Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam, sending durood and salam on Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah says, "This action I also do, sending durood and salam. I send salam and durood also on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You also get included and join in with this gathering. What a great action! We'll start dhikr with this deed. Recite durood."
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah alamin. As-salatu was-salamu ala sayyidil mursalin wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. یا اللہ تو اپنے فضل و کرم سے ہماری مجلس کو قبول فرما, یا اللہ ہم سب کے گناہوں کو معاف فرما, یا اللہ ہم سب کی بخشش فرما, یا اللہ ہماری عبادات کو قبول فرما, یا اللہ ہمیں دین کی خدمت ہم سے عطا فرما, یا اللہ ہم سے دین کا کام لے لے میرے مولا. یا اللہ تو اپنے فضل و کرم سے ہماری نمازوں کو قبول فرما, ہماری عبادات کو قبول فرما, یا اللہ ہمیں پکا ذاکر و شاکر بنا دے, ہمیں اعمال پہ استقامت نصیب فرما, ہمارے ماں باپ کو بخشش فرما. یا اللہ مرحومین کی مغفرت فرما, یا اللہ رمضان سال انتقال فرما ان کی مغفرت فرما, اور بھی میرے مولا ہمارے جاننے والے ساتھی ہیں ہماری مسجد کے, ان کی ہمشیرہ کے انتقال ہو گیا پاکستان میں, یا اللہ اس کی مغفرت فرما. یا اللہ تو اپنے فضل کرم سے ہم سب کی بخشش فرما, ہمارے ماں باپ کی بخشش فرما. وصلی اللہ تعالیٰ علی خیر خلق ہی محمد و علیہ صحابہ اجمعین برحمتک یا رحم الرحیم.